97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. And there's been a lot of craziness in this world today. A lot of things that seem to be going wrong. Do we just need the right candidates? Is that what we need? We're waiting for our guest, Jeff Manasso, which we'll have here in a second. But Ethan, there's that clip from Charlemagne. He's a radio show host, The Breakfast Club. He gets some popularity. In fact, I think he might have been Rush Limbaugh's last interview outside of his show. I don't think Rush did another one after that. And it was, you know, leading into the election, the re-election for Donald Trump. So he got on The Breakfast Club. It was quite an interesting collaboration. He has an idea of who should be running here. Can we play clip number three?
Do you see yourself in 2028 voting blue or voting red? And is there anyone you might already see yourself supporting?
I really don't know. I mean, I think that there's some good candidates out there. You know, I think that we really have to look to the governors when it comes to the Democrats. I don't think that there's any like change agents that's going to come out of nowhere and shake things up in the Democratic Party. I think it's going to end up being a governor, you know, Josh Shapiro or a Wes Moore or somebody like that. And they actually have a track record, right? Because you can go look at their states to see what they're probably going to end up doing on a national level. The only other person I would like to see in 2028 run, and this is going to sound ridiculous probably coming from me, I would love to see John Stewart run in 2028. If we're talking about like a change agent coming from the outside that's really going to shake things up and somebody that I feel like can speak to, you know, all people. Plus, we actually he's a celebrity who actually knows what they're talking about. We've seen him get legislation and stuff, you know, passed before. Like, we know where his heart is. He'd be somebody I'd like to see really get in the race and disrupt things in 2028.
You know? Well,
maybe a John Stewart Colbert ticket, because, you know, Colbert's not going to have a job. He's not working.
Oh, please. All right. No, I don't really see that happening. But John Stewart did find himself advocating for 9/11 victims, those first responders that had those terrible diseases. So, I mean, he was on the right side there, sure. But keep in mind, these type of guys have, you know, 50 staff writers telling them what to say at any given time in order to calculate what is entertaining or is going to stick. So I guess politicians do the same thing, but does it make for good policy? That's a good question, too. All right. Joining us now from Fox News Radio, Jeff Manasso. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, Ryan. Good to be with you.
I find that the car industry is such a wild ride right now between tariffs and where they're getting their auto parts from, negotiations with the president, sales calls, electric vehicles, abandoning ship, then jumping back on it. I guess Ford's going to have a big announcement this week about electric vehicles, what they call the next Model T type of jump in the technology. So the auto industry, people have a lot of minds in it, but as an individual, I think there's a lot of people that are concerned that they may be stuck in a vehicle that's either A, going to be worth nothing or obsolete, but two, they're paying too much money because they jumped in because they thought the scarcity factor would be there. And, you know, the hype and whatever scared them into purchasing or leasing. And now they're worried they might not be in the best type of deal. People are paying for these car loans. And one of the interesting things with Fox News, you guys are looking into that in refinancing. Has that become a big option for people?
Well, it may be a great option for people, particularly if rates come down, which I guess we would expect that they're going to be coming down at some point, or at least maybe within the next 6 months. We'll see. But auto loan rates have been declining over the past couple of months, despite no change in the Fed rate policy. Remains about 4.5%, though Cox Automotive reports that consumers with really good credit are seeing even lower rates. In July, the average new auto loan rate for buyers with a 760-plus credit score dropped to about 5.4%. That's the lowest rate since September of 2022. And with auto sales slowing, at least they have, month over month. And now consumers are also expected to benefit from attractive financing offers. This is from the dealers, from automakers, who are saying, "Okay, well, we need to push more vehicles. We're gonna do some deals." Like Ford currently has that zero down, you know, zero payment for 90 days, and 0% financing, I think, for 48 months in certain models. Things like that. I mean, they're creeping in, and so there is some opportunity to save some money. But Cox reports that nearly 7% of dealer-financed buyers locked in a 0% APR offer due to having good credit. The average new auto loan rate is just over 9%. Otherwise, so with great credit, that drops loan rates on average to about 5.4%. So we're waiting to see what happens at the Fed. Where leadership is ultimately coming, leadership change, I should say, is ultimately coming, and likely interest rate cuts. So we'll see, but it probably can't happen soon enough for people who took the plunge when they probably shouldn't have. So, right now, the latest that we have is a record high share of car owners now owe more on those vehicles than they're worth, pushing many to roll thousands of dollars in debt into their next auto loans. There's an Edmunds report that shows over 26% of trade-ins toward new car purchases had negative equity. Almost 33% of those underwater trade-ins had between $5,000 and $10,000.
Wow.
In negative equity, 24% owed $10,000, with almost 8% of car buyers owing more than $15,000 on those trade-ins.
I mean, obviously the interest rates are making it hard for people to buy these cars, buy these homes, things like that. No doubt that's a huge factor. But I also had heard some crazy statistic, Jeff, about the number of people who now have a car payment that's at least $1,000. That's insane. I mean, it has to be that some of these people, for lack of a better word, are just stupid. They're irresponsible. They're buying these cars they have no business buying because, quite frankly, they can't afford it. But they want to look fancy and rich, and so they buy these, you know, really fancy new cars. And then all of a sudden, they realize, oh my gosh, I can't even afford this payment anymore.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll leave you to the opinion business, but they're definitely morons.
nice.
Yeah, yeah. $1,100 to $1,200 is the average car payment for many who took the plunge during COVID and prices. I mean, remember cars jacked up about 48%. I mean, that's what we were paying. We were paying about 48% less for vehicles, but prior to COVID. And you look at a truck, for example. I'm looking at full size trucks right now, and never in my life had they been $70,000-$80,000. And so you're looking for ways to save, to cut. Well, do I get one that's 2 years old? Do I wait till to see what happens at the Fed? Everybody's trying to be methodic many people are trying to be in how they approach the car buying process, which of course is a brutal and painful process, in and of itself. But, I think there's relief based on what we're seeing, is that there's going to be relief around the corner. You just have to kind of be patient, like many have, many who just sat out and said, I'm not buying a car right now. I'm just going to wait and see how the dust settles.
Yeah, I'm worried about here's the patient side, because I read different analysts and they said, okay, this is not sustainable. People are paying way too much money. They're going to be turning leases in here. Those that may have purchased, and they're trying to calculate the time out. And they said by the end of this year, there's going to be so many cars turned in because it's not going to be worth buying them, that you're going to see a flood of aftermarket cars that's going to help with demand. So the prices will have to come down for aftermarket. But here's the thing. Whenever people say things like that, they rarely happen. Like they say with the housing market, never happens. I'm worried that, just like every other person, they think, well, I can't rely on that, so I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and go with the high rate now or get the high car price now. Is there any way to time this?
Look, I think with interest rates coming down, you're going to see some relief there. If you have good credit, that's going to benefit you. Since 2020, I think if you follow our Fox Wheels reporting, we've been kind of nudging people to say, hey, look, it might be good if your car works, if your car is safe, might be good just to hold on to it. And I think many people like that have been feeling like winners. They might not be driving the nicest cars in the world, but they feel like they might have kind of beat out the system, and as they wait to grab those deals, because the deals have been coming, and we've seen those with dealerships. I'm sure with automakers, kind of across the board, not necessarily across the board. It just all depends, particularly domestic manufacturers, where they're trying to get these sales in and hit numbers with Ford and GM and family pricing and things like that. I mean, there are some opportunities to save money. But I guess we're all just kind of waiting to see what happens at the Fed. Whether it happens sooner or later, it's happening. We expect it to happen anyway. And so.
Yeah, the days of the good deals are gone. You know, Jeff, I drive a Beater, and it's one of those cars. It's a 20-year-old car, 204,000 miles, got rust holes on the outside. Because I'm just going to drive this thing till it dies, and it's not dying, which is good for me. But it's also one of those cars, if a parent looked at it, they said, there's no way I'm putting my kid in that car. It is questionable at best. I'm guessing there's a lot of people like me that just look for deals, and we're going to be waiting forever, and we'll never find it ever again. The days of looking into the classified section and finding a nice car for $5,000 is over with, it sounds like.
That was me. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm right there with you. I drive an older car too. I was not interested in playing this game with dealers and with cars and financing and the prices that just ballooned. And my wife drives a nicer car, and my kids are always saying, hey, can we take mom's car? So I'm starting to see that they might be a little embarrassed in it. So I might have to make it. But I'll tell you what though. I feel like I kind of, when I was describing people that may have felt like they kind of won, where they're riding it out, and I feel like I kind of won the battle. And I don't care. I don't care what people think about me when I'm driving my.
They'll understand later. They'll appreciate what you're doing later in life when they're in that same position, because what you're doing is being financially smart, which is what we've talked about. So many people won't do because they'd rather make sure they have the latest gadgets, the latest iPhone, the latest technology in their car, and it just gets out of hand.
It's true.
Yeah. Yep. And when all the road rage and stuff that's out there, one look at my car, they're going to realize I don't care what you do to this car. So they're going to back down pretty quick. It's a security thing at this point. It works in my benefit. Yeah. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio and Fox Wheels. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Awesome to hang out.
Get more at 971talk.com.